Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Devin Hogue is with us, representing the Atlantic Police Department. That's thanks right. for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you're never it. Off duty, are you?
No, I'm not.
Even when you're off duty,
yeah.
You're working on programs that are, still vital to the community.
Very vital.
We're going to talk about Christmas programs that you're sponsoring through the Atlantic Police Department this year.
We'll start with the first one. That's the Family Dreams Christmas. That program is put on by our Reserve Department. So they're the ones that review the applications for the process. They're the ones that choose the families. They're the ones that shop with them. They come in all day. They'll be there at 6 in the morning, and they won't leave till 4 or 5 o'clock when everything's done. So that one is going to be held this Saturday, December 21st. And for that, there are applications that we ask to be filled out to be considered. Those applications can be picked up 8 to 4 at the Atlantic Police Department, and we ask them to be turned in by December 11th by 4 p.m. That will be the night that our reserves have their meeting, and they review every single one of them. They read every application, sometimes 10-plus times, just to to sort through and say, yep, this is the one. These are the ones that we really feel we want to help. Sure. They want to help them all, but unfortunately, time in the day, they do have to make a distinction. So December 11th at 4 p.m. is when we ask those to be turned in. Families can fill them out for themselves. Or if you know someone or a family that you feel like could use a little help, you can fill that out for them.
Sure.
So what all it asks for is as much information as you can provide, parents and children and ages, so that when they're looking at that, they have an idea of, okay, for this family, these stores would be good. Because mm-hmm. We only have an allotted, certain amount of time that we can get this shopping done. So if we can have a strategy of what stores will fit best, they're going to try to do it. And then we do ask for a short narrative of just, what's going on? What's kind of put you in a situation where this would really maybe get you over that hump and help out for this time of year?
Sure.
So that's the Family Dreams Christmas. With that, they get a full Christmas dinner, go shopping, and we go everywhere in town basically except for Walmart with that program. So we do a lot of time spent at Brown's. We do a lot of time spent at Capel's. We're hitting all the shops downtown that we can, putting all those donated funds that we get back into the community.
Wow. So the goal of this program in particular is just to make it a happy Christmas for someone.
Absolutely. And they spend a lot of time one-on-one with the reserves. Debtors has been fantastic in donating vehicles for use for the day. That way we know we have vans and big SUVs to get the families around shopping. And get those items back to the police department where they can take them home.
Wow.
And then we see if the kids will let mom and dad go home and actually wrap them for a couple of days.
That's quite a program to put together like that through the reserves to do something like that. We're all aware that there are some people who just aren't able to be able to enjoy Christmas the same way for various reasons. Mm-hmm. But, we never really know for sure what the circumstances are, and there's no sense in judging. It's just the part of this time of the year is to have joy and help people.
Absolutely, and our reserves are fantastic. They never do I put out a call or anybody on the department say, hey, we need something, and then not show up.
Sure.
They're volunteering all the time. They do their normal job, and then they come out to assist us on calls, and then any program that we put together, they're the heartbeat of it. They love this program and put a lot back into it.
Well, it's a good opportunity for them to be more visible in the community too,
absolutely.
In a positive light.
Yes.
People need to understand that when they see the uniform,
mm-hmm.
it's a measure of safety, but it's also someone that you can depend on.
Absolutely. So that program will run December 21st, that Saturday. We'll run all day.
Sure.
And then the second program is ran by the full-time officers for our department.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the Shop with the Cop. And that'll be December 22nd. So we're 2 days back-to-back, full-on, nonstop.
Full-on Santa Claus mode.
It is, by the end of that day, it's like, wow, we were busy.
Yeah.
So for that one, there is a little bit of a misconception. And sometimes I kind of think maybe it's because Shop with a Cop's just a catchier name, so you remember that one.
Right.
But they are two distinct programs. And for Shop with a Cop, we do not have an application or a sign-up process. Our officers and chief and we reach out our own and kind of solicit from people in the community and get names and we cold call people, and sometimes it catches them off guard, and we, you know, have gotten used to that and kind of break the ice, because when I call and say, hey, this is Devin with the police department, you don't usually get that phone call followed up with, hey, do you want to come shopping with us?
Right.
But we've kind of gotten used to that. But we don't, we do not have an application for Shop with a Cop. We solicit on our own for that. And for that one, it's shopping specifically with the children.
Sure.
For Family Dreams Christmas, it's the entire family.
Sure. Do you get some help? For example, churches would be a great resource to know some of the people who might be in need of a program like that.
I know that some of the officers are very involved in their own at churches, and they may come back with a name, or somebody may say something to them. Sometimes we've made a traffic stop on a family, and just, not that you want to write down their information, but if we know them in the community and, right, you know, just through talking to them in that short brief, or a call that we may go on, that short brief interaction, we just pay attention and say, you know what, that might be a good family to reach out to.
Sure. How important are programs like this to be a bridge between the police department and the community you serve?
I don't know that you could put a value on it. I really don't. It's been fantastic for our department. For me, even me personally, I know that, you know, going into the schools, which I do regularly, a lot of times I can walk in and, you know, kids who aren't used to that kind of look funny. The ones that are, they're ready to give you a high five. They're ready to say hello. I know Chief has made it a big point to get up there in the mornings and say hello to the children as they're getting out of the cars at school. But it needs insurmountable amount that it can go to bridging the gap between us and not just this program, but coming out for our family night. And seeing us there, the canned food drive that we have going right now, not only the kids get to see the benefit of giving back, and hopefully that just produces in the future more, you know, individuals that want to help out.
You bet. You need funds to be able to do these types of programs. Where does that come from?
It's all from the public. And I do want to say that these are Cass County programs. They're not distinct just to Atlantic. So if you're out in Messina or Cumberland or Griswold, and you know a family that could be a benefit in our Family Christmas Dreams program, you also can come to town and fill out an application. They are not distinct just to Atlantic, because we receive funds not just from Atlantic. So they can be turned in as well or donated 8 to 4 at the police department. We do have a nonprofit set up, so if you write a check, it can be written to APCCO. That's the Atlantic Police Community Charitable Organization, so it's a lot easier to just abbreviate it. But your donations are tax deductible, because we are a nonprofit. So any of those that come in, we'll be happy to accept them. Or if you happen to know an officer personally and would like them to take the donation on your behalf, we'll be happy to accept it.
Sure. So anyone can donate anytime they would like. I know, like, for example, you have a golf tournament, a golf outing in the summertime. Does that help to generate money for programs like these?
That one more goes for like family night out and those. But we try to break up how we're fundraising for different events. Usually the Christmas programs, just because they really are the longest running programs that we have, aside from our camp out, that people are used to and they know. So, we've had, Officer Miles Jones last year went way above and beyond, took it upon himself, and raised over $3,000.
Wow.
That came into our programs. The Joe Dirt Memorial, I came out and talked with you, I believe it was last year or the year before. It's going to be December 7th this year, held at the Fireside Lounge. If pool and poker is not your thing, they also have a fantastic silent auction that goes on throughout the entire day. So if you're looking, they usually have tickets to different games, Iowa State and Iowa games. So if you're looking for something to bid on, in the end, you bid on it, you win it, you get something great. They're donating everything back to our programs, and allows us to take more family shopping and give them a fantastic holiday season.
Absolutely. And it's, the kids obviously are important. We want to make them feel as loved and included as much as possible during the holidays. But in some cases with the Family Dreams Christmas, this is helping the entire family.
Absolutely.
Too.
And the smiles that we get, the time, you know, it's not only just that day. You know, we have families that we've helped years ago that have come back and they want to donate now to pay it forward. We have families that we've helped that maybe we run into on a call, and just the conversation that we can have, break the ice instantly, because they may remember that we went shopping with them or did something with them on something like this, to kind of get that situation handled easier and a lot faster and move on.
Absolutely. Tell them again how they can make donations.
Donations can be made at the police department, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Donations, if written in a check, would be made to APCCO. If you forget that, we can, police department works just fine, or police reserves. But I do want to say that, you know, last year we helped 7 full families for the Family Dreams Christmas, and we had 3 families go through our toy room. So in total, 10 families, and that was Christmas dinner, the full gamut, shopping or toy room. We had 35 children go shopping at Shop with a Cop, and that included us calling out to State Patrol, DCI, Sheriff's Office, DNR. They all came. We had almost 20 officers at Walmart to go shopping last year. So in total, we put about $16,000 back into the community in 2 days, and that's all locally generated money. So we're great to facilitate the programs. We love to do it. But without the donations, it doesn't happen. Without the community's support and generosity, this doesn't happen. So we just want to say thank you to everybody that has supported, and hopefully we'll continue to support, and we'll do our best to make you proud and continue the programs going.
Excellent. Well, the reach of the program is obviously dependent on the number of donations we can generate.
Absolutely.
So it's Christmas season. Be generous.
It is.
Very good. Devin, thanks for coming by, and thanks for everything you and the police and police reserves do here for the community.
Appreciate that. Thank you.